95.3 WBCK now presents Coach's Corner, live from Lakeview Ford. For over six decades, this has been your number one source for all local sports information. Coach's Corner is proudly presented by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now, here's your host, Bill Broderick.
Sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer in the big chair once again on WBCK for Coach's Corner in downtown Battle Creek at Lakeview Ford on the Motor Mile. For more than six decades, Coach's Corner has been talking to the city high school coaches about the week in sports, and we will continue to do that as we head into another week of the boys' basketball season with our first coach of the morning. But first, here's the Lakeview Ford Coach's Corner scoreboard. In Tuesday's action in the Inquirer game of the night, St. Phil played Climax Scotts for the second time in 8 days and came away with a hard-fought 48-45 win. In other action, Lakeview beat Otsego in non-conference play 55-47. Harbor Creek stayed hot with a win over Coldwater 56-40. And Penfield dropped a league contest to Hastings 51-38. On Wednesday, in what was one of the themes of the week, city rivals took to court as Harbor Creek beat Battle Creek Central down at the Fieldhouse 70-50. Penfield also had a makeup game on Wednesday and bounced back from its loss on Tuesday in back-to-back games and beat Plainwell 58-46. On Thursday, St. Phil ended its regular season on a five-game winning streak with a 57-48 win over Burr Oak. That takes us to Friday night, and in our Inquirer game of the week, City Falls were back on the court once again with Battle Creek Central visiting Lakeview. It was a historic night for Lakeview as the Spartans won their first SMAC East Division title since 2011 with a 75-39 win over the Bearcats on Senior Night and Pinkout Night in front of the Spartan faithful. Harbor Creek ended its regular season with six straight wins after its most impressive victory of the season by upsetting Interstate 8 Conference champ Parma Western, handing the Panthers their first league loss of the year in a 47-45 Harbor Creek upset win. And Penfield dropped a game to Jackson Northwest 59-52. We will be back with our first coach of the morning after this break on 95.3 FM WBCK.
Tom. Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
We're back here on Coach's Corner. This is Bill Broderick of the Battle Creek Inquirer. Our first coach of the morning will be Penfield's Nate Burns. Coach Burns couldn't make it in to talk to us this morning because of the Interstate 8 Conference is having its league meeting this morning. But we talked to Coach Burns earlier about the games from early in the week, and we looked ahead to the districts, which start on Monday. Our conversation happened before Penfield's loss to Northwest last night. In that game, Penfield lost 59-52, with Calvin Paisons getting 15 points and 10 rebounds, and Deshaun Boykins adding 13 points, as the Panthers ended the regular season at 8-14. Here's our conversation with Coach Burns here on WBCK next. All right, we're here with Coach Burns, the Penfield Panthers. Coach is going to be at the I-8 all-conference meeting Saturday morning, so we're chatting with him during the week heading into district week. So he had a couple games in by Wednesday that we'll chat with him about, and we'll look ahead to district. So, Coach Burns, how's it going, Coach?
Good, good. It's a nice Thursday evening. Sun's out, good weather, and we're in the gym.
All right. You had a couple of games already this week. You have played back-to-back Tuesday and Wednesday, and some good news and some bad news with both of those. The roller coaster continues, like you were saying to me just a little while ago. And on Tuesday, you lost to Hastings 51-38. Last night, you beat Plainwell 58-46. Some drastic differences in those things. Did you guys kind of play differently in both those games? Or?
Yeah, it's just trying to figure out the right buttons to push with these guys, it seems. You know, we really challenged them to back up, you know, the effort on from Friday, going down to Coldwater and winning that one. And home game, you know, parent night here last night, and then we just didn't answer, or Tuesday night, and we just didn't answer the bell. And lackadaisical, competitive, you know, first half, but just didn't come out with the same intensity and the same effort. And specifically the second half, more of the fourth quarter, we just could never find that groove offensively. The good thing with Tuesday night is that we were able to flip the script and then play again, you know, Wednesday night, so there was really no time to even digest or even think about Tuesday night because we had playing well last night.
Yeah, playing well, you played better. You came out and firing, and sometimes your legs can be dead in that situation, but the kids seem to respond. What did you see in their eyes Wednesday night that was kind of different for you?
Well, we asked them, what are we still playing for? You know, it's the end of the season, a long season. Again, it's been a roller coaster the whole time. What are we out here for? You know, and I told the guys, you guys are filling up this whiteboard. It's not me writing anything. It's you guys are telling your teammates what we're playing for. And that's got to be the focus. Last night's got to be the focus. Tomorrow night, Northwest, and then districts. If the team can really buy in and understand what is still available and have that desire to compete and chase that goal, then we'll be fine. But they've gotta find that spot, and they did last night. To their credit, they've been resilient. If there's a word I think I'd say with these guys so far, it's they're resilient. One bad performance doesn't turn into two or three lately, and so they've bounced back.
A couple guys stepped up big for you last night. Who played well for you last night, you think?
Yeah, Deshaun Boyd, because I think he's seeing that calendar flip senior year. And so he scored 18 last night, opportunistic finish plays, defended extremely well. And you've kind of seen his focus change over the last 2 weeks. And he's realizing that it's coming down to the end. And he's really locked in. Brevin shot the ball well for us last night. Johnny had a great second half, a scoreless in the first half. Scored 14 in the second. Evan Lampert came off the bench and played phenomenal in the second half. So a lot of contributions last night, digging deep.
As of this, right now, as we're talking, you guys will finish up the regular season, Jackson Northwest and Interstate 8 on Friday, and then it does turn the page. Like you said, you talked about how it doesn't matter what the record is during the regular season. You guys can go on a run in the postseason. You've seen Penfield teams go on a run in the postseason. You've had good teams do it. You've had other teams do something. And then you talk about how special the postseason is and what is available to the guys if they want to get into it.
Yeah, we talked about that a couple times already. You know, once the bracket was kind of released, and then once the pairings were officially set, you know, last Sunday, and we've talked about it a couple times that it's there for us still. We've seen both Marshall and Vicksburg. We both feel with either one of those teams, if we're fortunate enough to get through Constantine on Monday night, we'll feel confident playing Marshall. And then we've seen Vicksburg, and they needed a 30-footer to go down here the first time we played them. So, we feel it's a district that whoever shows up with a desire to want it is going to have a real good shot of being successful. And if you're holding some hardware next Friday, March 1st, then that eliminates a lot of the disappointment or frustration from the regular season.
You guys are at Vicksburg. The district's at Vicksburg. You mentioned a couple of teams there. You open with Constantine, a team that's a sub 500 team. But like you said, everyone's 0-0 when it starts. What do you guys know about Constantine so far, and what you're looking forward to?
Yeah, so watched a handful of games of theirs already. They're tenacious on defense, a little bit undersized. But they'll mix up man defense with scrappy zone. Again, they're a little bit undersized, so they try to offset some of that by being quick on the defensive side. I feel it's a matchup that we can exploit some of our strengths to theirs. Again, still kind of looking at some of their weaknesses of what we feel we can exploit. But the early thought is that we'll have some length advantage against them. And I do like the idea that we're playing on Monday. I'd rather play on Monday versus having to wait until Wednesday. Gives us a normal kind of weekend to kind of look at things. And then, be ready to go, because the guys know Monday night it tips. And if you're sitting home Monday, there's a part of you that was wishing you were out playing. And so we'll get a feel for the gym, the kind of atmosphere, hopefully knock a little bit of the postseason jitters out Monday night. And again, fortunate enough to get Monday, then we'll see Marshall on Wednesday.
That's got to be the fun part of this district, playing Marshall for a third time. The last time you saw him, you got them, so that gives you guys some confidence in terms of that. And then, like you said, don't want to look too far ahead, but Vicksburg's on the other side of the bracket there. They're on their home court, but played them also, a one-point loss to them. And so that confidence between those things, this, like you mentioned before, you go into a district and there's a big boy at the end of the line, you feel one way. But this one, you kind of feel it's ours for the taking. Whatever team kind of gets hot next week, right?
Exactly, yeah. Yep, exactly. And again, and whoever buys into the purpose of still playing, because those other four schools are saying the same thing we're saying. Yep. It's an open district. It's we need to do this, this, and this. But really, it's going to come down to what group of players can buy into, okay, no, this is achievable. I want this. I want to continue playing and make it meaningful. There was a wise man who put it in print who thinks we got a shot. So we're hoping to be able to see that follow through and holding some hardware Friday night.
That's right. If anyone can still look at those Inquirer bracket predictions, I'm not always right, but I'm not always wrong either. So that's always a good thing, and that's what happens this time of year. Anything can happen. So we'll talk a little bit more about District Week the following week. Hopefully we'll have some good things to say about Penfield when that happens. And thanks a lot, Coach, for talking to us this right now. And we'll do it again next week, all right?
Sounds good. Thanks, right, Bill. Thanks.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
We're back here on Coach's Corner. This is Bill Broderick of the Battle Creek Inquirer. Our next coach of the morning is Harper Creek's Matt Bowling. Coach, like Coach Burns at Penfield, Coach Bowling is also at the Interstate 8 Conference meeting this morning. We caught up with Coach Bowling after his big win over Battle Creek Central on Wednesday night. We also had a chance to look ahead to district play and what's in store for the Beavers. What we didn't get to do is get a chance to chat about last night's big win for Harper Creek. They took on previously league unbeaten Parma Western, and the Beavers handed the league champs their only loss of the league season as Harbor Creek came away with a 47-45 win. Braden Bess and Traquan Cotton each getting 10 points as the Beavers ended the regular season on a 6-game winning streak and headed to districts at 10-12 overall. Here's that conversation with Coach Bowling next on WBCK.
Hey, we're here with Coach Matt Bowling here. He wasn't going to be able to make it to the Coach's Corner on a Saturday morning, so we're chatting with him after the Battle Creek Central game at midweek on Wednesday. And Harbor Creek is coming off back-to-back games, but two wins. That has to be exciting for you guys in terms of doing that. You guys played Coldwater on Tuesday. How much was that a concern of you guys playing back-to-back games early in the week?
Wednesday was a concern. Tuesday, yeah. It wasn't so much because we had to focus on the target that was in front of us then. So we did everything we could on Tuesday to make sure we were in position to win and give that kind of effort and not even worry about the back-to-back. So I was happy with our approach with that. And then because we play up-tempo and we play a pressure defensive style, that was a concern heading into Wednesday night here. But we told the kids the spins might be a little faster, the subs might be a little quicker, and we might just have to play the same amount of time, but just in shorter spurts, and we'd attack it that way.
Well, I was working against Coldwater. You guys saw them earlier in the year, and you split with them this year. So far, something working last night a little bit better for you?
Well, we adjusted defensively our zone, and I didn't think we played particularly well down at their place defensively and made a couple adjustments too with our pressure packages, and that came out very successfully, especially in our half court. They wanted to attack us through the high post, and we did a good job of containing that, and we were pretty tough in the paint defensively while still getting out and pressuring the ball and defending shooters. So that was the key for us on Tuesday, and then along with that, we got tempo as well.
And coming back, like you said, back to back, and you guys want to play a hectic style and up-tempo, like you said, and back on Wednesday, especially against a Central team that will run right with you. If you let them, there's no concerns about slowing them down because you guys are going to kind of go with what got you, right?
Well, we wanted to play to our strength, but we also knew that that was a concern because that's also probably Central strength well, too, is playing fast and up-tempo. But we just wanted to make sure our rotations back were on point. And we did a good job with those and making sure that we accounted for if they broke the pressure. We had guys in the right spots to account for them attacking us.
And the big first quarter was a key, getting off to the fast start and creating six turnovers in the first quarter. Really set the tone for the game after that and really showed your guys that those deflections and those steals were going to be there for you. So,
yeah, they did a good job being active hands in the passing lanes in the half court. We got a lot of deflections there and tips to one another, and that led to some nice transition points for us, especially early, like you said, in the first half. Mm-hmm. The kids played well off one another in that situation.
Second quarter, you guys got going again, and then another big quarter for you there. A lot of threes in that quarter. Seemed to be moving the ball, and the way the ball was moving, setting up those threes, you had to like what you saw there, right?
When we get moving and humming and feeling good, the ball generally doesn't stick a whole lot, and they do. Kids look for one another, and we play very loose and free, and those threes just start coming, and they can come in waves, just like the turnovers. So they came in that wave in that second quarter, and it was fun to watch the kids put that together and find each other.
We talked about Harbor Creek's had some success against Valkyrie Central the last several years, and a lot of that has been down here at the Fieldhouse. The kids kind of embrace playing at the Fieldhouse, embrace playing against Valkyrie Central. Is that something that is ingrained in what you guys kind of talk about a little bit?
That is. We talk about how special this place is and the history here and how important it is to come here because, it's a basketball community. And we always want to come and play our best at the Fieldhouse and represent all the greats that have gone through Battle Creek. And a lot of them have been through the Fieldhouse. So we make a point to make sure that how we want to represent ourselves when we come to the Fieldhouse.
So as we're talking about this on Coach's Corner, and you guys are thinking about the districts already, you guys have another game to play in the regular season first, but we're going to move ahead to the districts, and the pairings came out late last week, and you guys have Sturgis, who you saw earlier in the year and then handled your business against them, and you have Sturgis and then possibly against Lakeview. How far can you guys kind of look ahead in that situation in a one-and-done scenario?
You can't.
Right.
You don't look ahead at all. We got to play the game that's in front of us, very much so like we did on this back-to-back, as we didn't even talk about Battle Creek Central on Tuesday or Monday, and we're going to do the exact same thing. We're going to just focus solely on Sturgis and break them down again like we did on film and show them the zone and go over some things that worked well, some things that maybe Sturgis did to us that we need to make some adjustments with, and take that game as seriously as we can, because it's a one and done. And any given night, anybody can beat anybody, especially this time of year. We're fortunate enough to play them again at home, which I think it will help us. But we just have to come out and kind of play loose and free and focused on them. And it doesn't really matter until after that final horn goes what's going to happen. So,
yeah, the district is being hosted by Gull Lake. It is a fun district to look at. Central is in there at Lakeview, yourself, Coldwater, and Gull Lake. And then Sturgis is thrown in there. So a lot of teams that all of them have kind of seen each other throughout the season. And you can kind of get some – look at what you've done against them and what they've done against you, kind of thing. But the big thing about you getting a home game and to start that off with, that's big, and getting the home crowd behind you and getting the district started off on the right foot, that's fun, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Getting a home game.
Yeah.
Very thankful for that. That we're going to host that Monday night game, and that's a good way to kind of have some comfort when in that situation.
Well, we'll talk about District Week when we get back together, the final Coach's Corner after that. And good luck during the districts, Coach.
Thanks, Bill.
All
appreciate
right.
it.
Thanks a lot. Yep.
Coach's Corner on WPCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, Battle Creek Choir.
back here on Coach's Corner. And if sports is about anything, it's all about adjustments. We have adjust a little bit more right now. Coach Kimber is having some trouble getting in this morning also. So we're going to chat about St. Phil a little bit this week. And then we'll break down some district action as we look forward to the big week coming forward to us starting Monday. But St. Phil had a nice week itself in the last week of the regular season. They started off with a game against Climax Scotts. They were playing Climax Scotts for the second time in 8 days. It was over at their place. And St. Phil came away with a hard-fought 48-45 win. They had to hold Climax Scotts off in the final minutes to get that victory. It went back and forth. It was a lot different than when they played the first time when St. Phil beat them 64-40 at Sheila Guerra Gymnasium Stadium before that. But back on Climax Scott's floor, the game was a lot tighter. And I think what's going to happen next is that St. Phil and Climax Scott's are going to have a three-peat here. They could very well meet next week in the districts for a third time in a matter of 2 weeks, and that'll be a lot of fun for those two teams, which love playing each other. They circle the calendar whenever they meet. But in this game against Climax Scotts this week, St. Phil had a 39-32 lead after the third quarter. But the Panthers went on a little bit of a run, and they got within 1 point with a 6-0 first. And their big man, Miles Shannon, had a layup to cut the lead 39-38 with 4 minutes left in regulation. St. Phil called a timeout at that point, and after the game, Coach Kimber talked about how they wanted to keep their composure and try to finish some games. Earlier in the year, they've had a little trouble doing that, and he said they blew some leads that they had earlier, and they wanted to make sure that they're kind of growing up at this time of the year and win these kind of games, and that could bode well going forward. And that's what happened. They would go back up by 6 with hitting some free throws in the final minute. St. Phil hit a three-pointer and with 30 seconds left, but they wouldn't get any closer than that as Jackson Biswick hit some free throws, and he had 19 points to lead St. Phil. Carter Biswick had 8. Colt Myers had 8. And at that point, St. Phil was 13-7. St. Clemens Scott's only has 5 wins on the season, but you like how they played in that game. And the Miles Shannon had 21 points and 13 rebounds. And that shows that Clemens Scott's can be heading in the right direction at the right time. That put St. Phil, they finished the season on Thursday night this week. They were off last night. And they had a league game against Burr Oak. They won 57-48. And that gives St. Phil a 5-game winning streak to end the year. They finished this regular season 14-7. Burr Oak goes 13-9, so that's a nice win for St. Phil. Nate Rapelji had 17 points. Lincoln Deswick had 14. Jackson Deswick had 13. And you have to like being on a 5-game winning streak as you head into districts, and that's where St. Phil is right now. We're going to spin forward a little bit and look at districts for all our teams right here. In the Inquirer this week, the Crystal Basketball, as we call it, took a look at the district pairings and kind of made some predictions on who might come up with some hardware at the end of this week. Let's start off with in Division I. Division I district around here is going to be at Gull Lake. It's going to be a fun district for the local teams to kind of look at because there's a lot of minute. We have city teams, Lakeview, Battle Creek Central, Harbor Creek, all in that district at Gull Lake, and also Coldwater and the Sturgis team. That's how it's been the last couple of years. It's a little bit different than it was a couple years back, if you kind of remember. A lot of times this Division I district before Harbor Creek and Sturgis went up to Division I. Used to be in Kalamazoo some years, or all grab some Lansing teams. And you'd see the likes of a Lloyd Norris or a Kalamazoo Central in this district, or maybe a Holt or a Grand Ledge in this district. This year, it's a lot of local teams. And that means we might probably come out with a district champ, quite possibly a city team or even an area team like Gull Lake, who's whichever team can get hot at the right time. The favorite coming in, the number one seed, has to be Lakeview. They have the best record coming in. They have the highest point total, so they do get the number one seed. They get a bye. And for Lakeview, it could be a historic week, just like they came off last night with their first division win in the SMAC East since 2011. If they get this district title, it could be their first district title since 1993. That goes back a ways. So we're looking at how this is going to come to forward. We have Lakeview and Gull Lake getting byes. They have the top seeds. So it starts out with Harper Creek playing on a Monday. They're going to play at host sites on Mondays with Harper Creek hosting Sturgis. And that has a chance for the Beavers to get off on the right foot. They knocked off Sturgis early in the year with an easy win. Valkyrie Central has a game on Monday also at a home site at Coldwater. Valkyrie Central is hoping to salvage their one win season, but everything starts at 0-0 when you get to districts, and you can go on a little bit of a run and make up for what that rough season was, and have a good taste in your mouth if you can get that done. And there's a good chance you can do that. The Coldwater is not the same Coldwater team that won the division, won the Interstate 8 Conference last year. Coldwater was 6-16 when the bracket came out. So Valkyrie Central has a chance of that upset. If they were to get through there, then that would create a rematch with Gull Lake in the semifinals there. Gull Lake has swept Valkyrie Central this year. And on the other side of the semifinals will be another fun one for city basketball fans. It'll be Lakeview against Harper Creek. And if you remember, this kind of happened last year. Harper Creek and Lakeview met in the districts. Lakeview had beaten Harper Creek during the regular season. Lakeview came in with a better record, and Harper Creek upset the Spartans and then kind of ruined their postseason for them. I'm sure Lakeview Coach Wickman has reminded his boys about that, and that's going to be a talking point this week as they get Harper Creek first in the semifinals, and they have to focus on that before they can ever think about the district championship game. But if they get that, then it'll be possible if the seeds hold. And as the Inquirer crystal ball kind of looks forward to, it could be Lakeview against either Valkyrie Central or Gull Lake in the finals. And we're liking Gull Lake to win that game because that was history being on their side. And Lakeview also swept Gull Lake during the regular season. It'll be a third time those teams have played, which is always tough for everyone, as every coach will tell you. But Lakeview could be raising the trophy for the first time in the district play since 1993, and that'll be a fun couple of weeks for the Lakeview Spartans if they get that done. We're looking forward to Division II district with Penfield and Marshall are heading to Vicksburg, with Harper Creek being out of that district. Penfield and Marshall have to kind of go on the road. They're the only local teams in that one. Host Vicksburg at just 10-11 is the top seed in that bracket. So it's a wide open district, as we talked to Coach Burns earlier about. And it's really the idea of whatever team can get hot at the right time to make a run. Marshall won last night to go to 9-13. They won the district last year. And they're getting a little bit healthier as we go forward. And they need to, because before last night, they lost 6 of the last 7 games. And then Penfield lost last night also. They won earlier in the week, but they are 7-14, and they're looking to get things started off the right foot. They're playing a Constantine team in the first round. Constantine went into the bracket seeding at 4-17, and Penfield feels like that's a game that they can win. They match up well against them. Constantine's a small team, and Penfield can use their size against them. And that could set up a rematch in the district semifinals with Marshall. Penfield upset a banged-up Marshall team late in the year. And it's all going to depend on whether Marshall is getting healthy at the right time, can shake their late-season struggles. But if they don't, then you could see Penfield getting to the district title game despite only having 8 wins on the regular season and getting hot at the right time. And that'd be great for Penfield. If they do that, they quite possibly could see host Vicksburg there. Those two teams met earlier in the year. Vicksburg hit a deep 30-footer late in that game and won by a point, 54-53. What does the crystal ball say here? We think Penfield has a chance to turn that around, come out of nowhere, win a district title, and put a good taste in their mouth as after a challenging up-and-down regular season. We look forward to the other area district bracket for us is in Division 4. It's an eclectic group of a mix and match of charter schools, private schools, and a public school in that Division 4 district. It was originally supposed to be hosted by Battle Creek Academy. Battle Creek Academy is just in its second year in the postseason in district play and becoming eligible last year by MHSAA standards. And they were able to be a host for this district. Kind of looking at the size of their gym, late in the week last week, some officials decided to move that district to Climax Scotts, so all those games will be played over at Climax Scotts. And the key to this district, I think, looking forward to, is that in the past, in a lot of years, you see Bellevue playing in this district. And whenever Bellevue's in this district, they're always going to be the favorite. They've won 10 district titles in the last 11 years. But Bellevue is going elsewhere, so that opens this district wide open. St. Phil becomes the top seed. They're 14-7. Like we said, they're on a little bit of a winning streak. And they get a bye in the first round. This district tournament will start on the Climax Scotts home floor, where the Panthers getting a rematch with Calhoun Christian. At just 5-16, one of the signature wins for Climax Scotts was an overtime win over Calhoun Christian earlier in the year. Calhoun Christian is 11-11 on the regular season. So by the records, they would be favored. But Climax Scotts matches well against them. They are playing well at the right time, as we said, as they play St. Phil, and I look forward to them possibly moving ahead, and then we'll get St. Phil in the semifinals. On the other side of that bracket, you're going to have a Valkyrie Academy that played in a small school league, and they went 15-6. They're going to be playing a Marshall Academy team for the fourth time this year. They beat them 3 times already, so you have to think that they're going to go forward. And then you're going to see possibly St. Phil getting into the district championship against a team that they already faced earlier in the year, and they beat Valkyrie Academy in one-sided game, so you got to think St. Phil's going to win again when that comes around. It'll be a lot of fun next week talking about districts as we it's always a great time of year. They call it March Magic around here, even though it's February. And it'll be exciting for all the local fans to get out there. Most of those games are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The district at Climax Scotts, including the Division IV schools, that final is going to be on Thursday. So we'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here to talk more high school basketball on WBCK.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK and Coach's Corner. This is Coach Crum of Valkyrie Central. How's it going, Coach?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Real good. Valkyrie Central had a big week this week. Two city rivals on the schedule, which made for an emotional week for the boys getting up for these teams that they always can kind of get up for. You had Harper Creek at the Fieldhouse in the midweek game, a makeup from an earlier game that was snowed out, and you played Harper Creek at the Fieldhouse, and you lost 70-50 to the Beavers. A little bit of a turnaround because you had knocked off Harbor Creek twice last year, including in a big win in the district championship game when you guys came away with your first district title in a little bit of years here. And so Harbor Creek had maybe a little bit of a chip on the shoulder as they came in last night, Wednesday night. And that game kind of started fast, and Harbor Creek kind of got hot early. and kind of took you out of your game early. Is that how you saw it there?
Yeah, they came out and applied pressure, which I'm sure was their game plan, and they made things happen early as far as forcing us into some turnovers, and they shot the ball well, both halves, I would say, and yeah, so they got out early, and we had a hole to try to climb out of and couldn't do it.
Yeah, that first quarter was all about getting some deflections and getting some runouts, and they turned you over there a little bit early and got the momentum going on their side. But then when things kind of settled down in the second quarter, it was Harbor Creek knocking down some threes. And when you see those three-pointers kind of go down, even though you kind of have your half-court defense set, that can be a little discouraging because you do the right things and then they knock down the three-pointers. Is that how things were kind of going there in the second quarter as you guys were trying to stay in the game?
Yeah, well, they were knocking down shots, and we have to give them credit for that. We tried closing out and maybe getting them off their spot. But, yeah, some nights the ball falls, and it was falling for them Wednesday night.
Yeah, they hit five triples in the second quarter alone. Took a big lead at halftime. But what I liked about what happened that night is Valkyrie Central came back strong in the second half, especially there in the fourth quarter. You guys showed a lot of grit, and at one point, after being down big, you got within 16 points in the final minutes, and a couple of things bounce you away, and then you make Harbor Creek a little nervous. So you talked about with me afterwards that you wanted to kind of win the second half, and the hole was a little bit too big to climb out of, but you wanted to see your guys play well in the second half and do that. Josh Harris had 20 points in that game. Michael Mosley had 10. And you have to like how you guys played in the second half. Is that right?
Yeah, well, it's been a long, rough season. And, you know, youngsters have a tendency to kind of throw in the chip sometimes and give up. But it was good to see that on Wednesday night we finished the game strong. Played hard in the second half and down the stretch. And so, yeah, considering all, it was good to see the guys still fighting and not throwing in the towel.
Came back a couple days later, and after playing Harbor Creek, you get Lakeview on the schedule, and you get to play. You get to walk into Lakeview's gym. They have senior night. They have pink out night. They have a big crowd. Mm-hmm. And they had a lot on the line. They had a chance to clinch a division title, and that's a lot of momentum to kind of go against. And you guys came up short and lost 75-39. That game, similar start to the one in midweek, with you getting a hole early, and that one it was hard for you to climb back out of. It's the end of a regular season and a long regular season, and maybe you saw that a little bit in that game.
Yeah, well, hats off to Lakeview. They came ready to play. They did have a lot on the line there, and they came out ready to play, played well. We, once again, first half was not nearly what it needs to be as far as being able to focus, execute early. We find ourselves in a hole usually this year at halftime, and then having to try to figure out how to not let the hole get any deeper and hopefully climb out. But, yeah, it was another one of those first halves for us. And, once again, credit to Lakeview.
Michael Mosley played well again. He had 14 points. Josh Harris had 8. And that left you looking forward to districts, which that can be good for you. If you have a team that struggled during the regular season, you can wipe the slate clean, and then you get ready for district play. Like we just mentioned in the last segment, it's a fun district to look forward to. It's at Gull Lake. A lot of, you know, city teams, yourself, Harbor Creek, Lakeview, all in that district. You start off on Monday playing at home sites, and you have to go down to Coldwater and play in a 6 o'clock game on Monday. And that's when things get started for you, and that maybe is a chance to turn things around for the season. Is that right?
Yeah, well, the fortunate thing about everybody's record goes back to 0-0. So we're going to hope that we've learned some lessons, you know, from the regular season, and that we can look at this opportunity as a fresh start, and that we can prepare over the next couple of days to go down to Coldwater and play well, and hopefully well enough to win.
Well, hopefully for Valkyrie Central, it'll be a long district week for you. You get Coldwater in that game down there, and you can knock them off, and you might get a game against Gull Lake in the semifinals, a team you saw a couple times, and then who knows, you'll be playing on a district championship Friday night down there at Gull Lake. It'll be a lot of fun following Valkyrie Central during the week, see how they do, and see if they salvage a little bit of this regular season, make a nice run in the postseason, and see how that kind of goes, and we'll be excited to talk about that next week, Coach, back here on Coach's Corner.
All right, thanks, Bill.
Thanks a lot, Coach, for coming down. We'll be back here on our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick back here on Coach's Corner. With our next Coach of the Morning, Coach Wickman of Lakeview Spartans. How's it going, Coach?
It's going really well, Bill. Thank you.
We should say for the Pac East Division champion,
yeah.
Coach Steve Wickman of the Lakeview
yeah,
Spartans.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's dive right into that. That's the fun game to talk about this week. And made some history a little bit last night. Lakeview had Valkyrie Central in the house, and we talked a little bit about that earlier. A senior night, a pink out night, and a chance to win the Smack East Division title, something that hasn't happened since 2011 for Lakeview. Been a long time since you've had one of those plaques or trophies that said Division Champs. Now you've had a little time to wrap your head around that. What does it feel like this morning?
It feels great. Exactly. It feels great. Very, very proud of our kids and actually our whole community last night. I thought was, you know, everybody came out and there was a lot of pink, and you know, the cancer awareness thing is, you know, it's a very important thing that we do and try to raise some money for, you know, to fight that awful disease. And it was really nice to see a full crowd last night and to see everybody participating in that awareness night too.
You knocked off Valkyrie Central 75-39. It was a full four quarters of effort by your guys, starting fast, creating turnovers early, and getting that momentum early. And when you see a Valkyrie Central team kind of coming in a little struggling, and a situation where the emotions can be high for your guys, where they're a lot on the line, how nice was it to see that fast start to make sure everything kind of calmed down and you got into the game, right?
Yeah, that was important. That was really important because, you know, as coaches, we worry about things that that we don't have control over, but we worry about them anyhow. And, you know, we talked an awful lot the last couple of days about playing with confidence but not being overconfident, and understanding that it's still a city rivalry game. It's still, you know, guys that you know and you'll see and talk to, and you know, being able to play with that high emotion and that and on the edge a little bit, but also being able to keep your composure and keep your poise. And those were a couple words we wrote on the board last night in our pregame meeting, you know, just being able to use that emotion and that fire in your belly and contain it and make it a positive thing.
That's a season sweep for you guys over Valkyrie Central, and LeBron Campbell had 16 points to lead you. You had balance scoring throughout, as you might in this kind of game. Maddox Bishop had 10. Malachi Bell had 8. A lot of steals in this game. Bishop had 4 steals. Jacob Kaharchek had 3 steals. You guys ended up getting 29 points off of turnovers in this game. Playing a hectic style, we saw that a little bit last week when you played Lloyd Norricks, and that happened a lot in playing the Valkyrie Central that way last night. Getting that game to go up and down and getting those steals and getting those breakouts and getting some transition baskets is the way you want to play, and when it happens, it's a pretty thing, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun when it happens. It's not that often that it happens as well as it did last night, but when we get it going a little bit like that, it's kind of fun. Guys are getting layups, and you know, that just, that's like fuel to the fire for us, right? So every time we, you know, if we get a turnover, we get a steal, we get a layup, you know, that just makes everybody a little bit more excited. It gets the crowd more excited. And then it's kind of like, you know, turning on the sink just to a little dribble, and then all of a sudden you open it up all the way. And so, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I think we had 27 points in the second quarter, which is a lot of points for a high school basketball game. So I was pleased that our guys bought in and just, you know, they were really, really focused last night. So that was good to see.
Talked about how it was the first time since you won back-to-back titles in 2010 and 2011. Back then, you had strung a couple championships together. And you said something last night that kind of was apropos. Back then, when you're winning those titles, you think it's going to last forever. And then, yeah. Then all of a sudden, you have 12 or 13 years before it happens again. So that makes the last night awful nice, right?
Yeah, for sure. It is. It's interesting because, you know, we did talk about that last night. And you do kind of think about that, like, as it's going on, you're like, oh, we can do this all the time. And, you know, and obviously our conference was realigned and we had some different teams that we play, you know, in our division now that we weren't playing then. But it all feels the same. Like, it's still a great feeling to win a championship. And it's a goal that we set at the beginning of the year. Our guys have worked real hard. And, you know, on my drive home last night, I thought, man, we've been through some stuff this year. And these guys have always bounced back. You know, they've always come back, and I think that's a tribute to them as people and obviously their families.
Well, you get 24 hours to celebrate that one last night, maybe even give them maybe 72 hours. After that, you'll have to look forward to district tournament coming up, and Lakeview is going to the district, Division I district down at Gull Lake. And another little bit of a span since you won a district title, we had to dig into the history books there, and we saw that you haven't won a district title since 1993, but you go into this one as the number one seed. So when you are the number one seed, you look forward to that possibility. But things have to take one step at a time, and you get the bye, but then you play Wednesday against the Harbor Creek Sturgis winner at Gull Lake. What's your mindset hanging into postseason?
Win or go home. You know, and we've been talking to our kids for the last week and a half or so, ever since Norix last Friday. You know, we got to start playing with that mindset of it's you got to win, keep winning, or you're done, your season's over. And they've kind of bought into that. And I think, you know, the focus and the intensity has been very, very high for our guys. And I think they realize what's at stake. And we also, you know, just because you're the number one seed doesn't mean a whole lot, right? I mean, it means that you've earned it because you had a good season. And I think Coach Crum said it earlier that, you know, now we're in another season and anything can happen. So it's nice to go in there as the number one seed. It's nice to be recognized for a good season that we've had. But there's a lot of work to be done.
Well, it'll be fun to talk about that next week as we get to that. It'll be a full week of postseason basketball for everyone in the city. We look forward to Lakeview possibly making another run. And if we do, we'll have a happy coach again next Saturday.
Let's do that, Bill.
And we'll be back here on Coach's Corner. Thanks a lot for coming down.
All right, thanks.
Bill Broderick, WBCK 95.3 FM.